Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. We will open today by opening a work session on Senate Bill 322.
Good afternoon, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. Senate Bill 322 would extend the property tax exemption for multiple unit housing in city core areas and for low-income residents to the commercial portions of the property. Under current statute, parking structures are exempt, but this would extend the exemption to any commercial structures that would be required as part of the public design elements of a structure. The Dash 1 amendment simply makes explicit that commercial portions may be exempt, and it changes some language on the word shall and converts it over to the word may.
And that is not a substantive change. That's something that legislative council does whenever they get a chance when they're revising a statute. And this is a case where the city of Portland and the county are all sitting in the same row, looking friendly toward each other and nodding their heads. This is a good sign. So are there questions from the committee to staff? Senator Morris, we have a Dash 1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 322, dated 3-18-11.
Senator Morris has moved the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 322. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 322 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 322 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. The chair will carry this one. Now we will open a I think we'll do the quick work session. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 250 so that we make sure that we have our whole committee here for the discussion. Welcome, Day.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee.
We've got 11 and 12.
Okay. All right. As you recall, we adopted Dash A9, mm-hmm. and then there's Dash A11 amendment. What it does is it modifies conditions under which a school district in specified education service districts is allowed to withdraw from an education service district. It's a slight modification, keeps the substance. And then it clarifies the scope of prorated funds to be distributed to a school district upon its withdrawal from an education service district. So in this case, it's the formula revenue, which is a state plus local, is prorated, not just state's contribution to the formula revenue. And then it directs that a withdrawing school district receive 90% of the school district's prorated share of specified funds, 90%. Okay. And then Dash A12 mm-hmm. Excludes from the pool of funds to be distributed to school districts funds that an education service district receives for energy audit purpose. So ESD keeps the money. Does the energy audit. And slight difference between 8-12 and 8-13, but we're talking about 8-12.
Right. We've got the 8-12 in front of us, and I would ask our education committee members who happen to be members of this committee to give us any comments or observations about these two amendments. Senator Hess.
Madam Chair, I just love the description of A13. It says A13 is futile. Sounds like a lot of the amendments I've worked on.
Sounds like a lot of the bills I've worked
but
on.
But these are very technical, and they are refinements that began in our committee earlier this year.
Okay, and I want to thank you for helping out with this. Senator Morris, did you have any comments on these?
Where are the affected parties on these amendments? Have we had an opportunity to?
These amendments actually came out of comments that the ESD representative, who does not support the bill, still did us the service of providing these technical amendments. Ozzie, did you want to say anything about that?
I've already said it.
Okay. All right. If he's here, if we need him, but that's where they came from, as a way to clarify and improve a bill that he still doesn't like. Any questions? Committee, we're going to, what I'd like to do today is incorporate these amendments into the bill and then hold the bill. There's still discussions going on around the building that need to take place before final action is taken. So if that's agreeable with the committee, we'll just go ahead and do that and then close the work session. Senator Morris.
Do you want to take these one at a time?
Can we do them both at once? One at a time, okay.
First with the A-10s?
No, A-11.
A-11s, okay. Madam Chair,
the A-11 dated 3/21.
I move the dash 11 amendments to Senate Bill 250 dated 3/21/11.
Senator Morris has moved the dash A-11 amendments to Senate Bill 250. I have a different, maybe this is because it's a...
That's
the date of that. Okay, dated 3/21. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 12 amendments to Senate Bill 250 dated 3/21/11.
Senator Morris has moved the dash A-12 amendment to Senate Bill 250, dated 3/21/11. Any discussion? Senator Telfer.
Madam Chair, I just want to make a comment so that my district people don't. I'm merely allowing these amendments to go into the bill. At this point, I'm still anticipating a no vote on the bill. But this vote right now is merely to get these amendments into the bill.
Correct, and I appreciate you clarifying that. Any other discussion? Would you call the roll on the dash 12 amendment? No, you don't need to. Without objection. Okay. Now, we're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 250 and hold it over till Wednesday. Okay, now we have a public hearing on, open a public hearing on Senate Bill 189. Welcome, Mazin. We're working the whole staff today.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, Senate Bill 189 might look a little familiar because you've previously looked at Senate Bill 443, which deals with the same subject. This is about allowing the counties to use some of the money that they receive through the federal government in the federal forest money. Currently, Douglas County and Linn County are allowed to use these monies that otherwise would go to the road fund from the federal revenues and their road patrols and road policing. This is a result of a 2007 session decision by Senate Bill 808, and which at that time allowed that. The bill in front of you, Senate Bill 189, adds Klamath County to these two counties and makes that third county eligible for that type of expenditure. Now, the ordinarily, the forest reserve money are split 25% to schools and 75% to county roads, just as a general information. This bill, however, unlike Senate Bill 443, does not extend the sunset of the January 2nd, 2014. It keeps that sunset as it is. And that's what the bill does.
Okay. We'll start off with Al Switler, Cheryl Hukill, and Tim Ebinger. Welcome. We also have Earl Kessler signed up. I don't know if you'd want to be part of this same panel, but we'll wait on you. Okay. Welcome.
Senator Burdick and members of the committee, I'm Al Schweitzer, Klamath County Commissioner. I have Cheryl Hukill, Klamath County Commissioner, with me, and Tim Ebinger, our sheriff. Also, our third commissioner, Dennis Lithicum, was scheduled to be here today to stand with us or sit with us, as the case may be. He was called away to a family emergency in Southern California, so our prayers have gone with him.
Thank you, and I apologize for missing your name.
It wasn't the first time it's ever happened. Senate Bill 189 simply lets Klamath County do what Lane and Douglas County have been doing by legislative action. As you know, this is tough times, and our county, which is a natural resource-based county, has been extremely hard hit. And as our revenue has declined in our general fund, we have been forced to do some very drastic actions in the law enforcement field, up to and including closing two-thirds of our jail and cutting our patrol back to one shift. Sheriff Ebinger, I'm sure, is going to go into a lot more detail on that than I will. What we are asking is for the ability to use our road reserves, approximately 4% of the road reserves for 2 years, in order to fund our jail and patrol. Now, the reason we're asking for this is there is a citizens-led group called Citizens for Public Safety that has been working this issue for about 3-4 months, and we want to give them time to come back so that we can go back out to our citizens with a proposal to fund law enforcement in a long-term basis. So we're only asking for 2 years, and this does have a sunset, and we're fine with the sunset on this. In fact, we don't even want to go to the third year. To give you an idea of our general fund, we are spending 71% of our general fund today on law enforcement. 49% of the set of that is spent for the sheriff office, patrol, jail, civil functions. The rest is broken down at the DA, Juvenile Justice Court, and Emergency Services, with the lion's share of that going to DA and Juvenile. We are not asking for any money. We are just asking to be able to spend the money that we have in reserves in order to keep some semblance of law enforcement going until our citizens are able to vote on how they want to see law enforcement. We want to keep our jail open. We'd like to keep some patrol out there. We realize we're not going to get back to where we were. And again, I just want to stress, it's 2 years only, and what we don't feel we want to do at this particular time is raise taxes to our citizens. So, again, I hope you'll look favorably with this and be able to get this onto the floor for a vote.
And what is your plan for getting more stable funding? What timeline do you have?
Senator Burdick, 2 years is what we want to do with these funds. Mm-hmm. I believe the citizens group will come well in advance of that, mm-hmm. and we are hoping within a year or so that we'll be able to go back out with a comprehensive plan to fund law enforcement. That could be a taxing district. That could be consolidation with our major cities. That could be just about any number of things. I know they're looking at all of the options to solve the problem.
Okay. All right. Who wants to go next?
Aye, Commissioner Cheryl Hugel. Good afternoon, Chair Senator Burdick and committee. Last May, there was a tax levy on the ballot for the citizen to vote for the sheriff's department. That vote went down about 60-40. And I think it was well said by a letter to the editor of a young woman who said, it's not that we don't want public safety. We just can't afford it right now. Please ask us later. And that has resonated with the tenor of what is going on in our community. They want law enforcement. And as the economy is flat, we're looking forward to begin, hopefully, to build in the next 2 years and be able to either do the levy or a taxing district in 2012. Our road fund's about $100 million right now, and so 2% per year is very little, and we'll probably be replenished even before we use it up. And so we're asking, as anybody with an emergency would dip into a savings account for an emergency today and then backfill it in the years to come, and that's what we're asking for our citizens in Klamath County.
Thank you. Sheriff.
Yes, Chair Burdick, members of the committee, appreciate this opportunity to give a little bit of history that the jail was two-thirds closed until...
Give your name for the record.
Sheriff Tim Evinger, Klamath County Sheriff. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Two-thirds of the jail has been closed until most recently. I'm using patrol deputies to partially run one pod. The patrol is down to 10 hours a day. That means the rest of the hours on the clock during the day, there's nobody available to respond to any type of emergency. These are extraordinary times for extraordinary measures that my colleagues, the good sheriff of Douglas County, the good sheriff of Lane County, have the ability for their commissioners and budget committee to use these funds as necessary. The county has been a good steward of the road funds, but the funds that the roads that the funds were meant for are unsafe, and it's not because of engineering, it's not because of maintenance. They're unsafe because I don't have the ability or the tools to any longer respond to protect the citizens of the county on these roads. I've had discussions with the superintendent of the state police. They do not have the ability to backfill. I know the state's position currently in the fiscal position that the state is in. You do not have the ability to backfill and augment patrols in Klamath County to make up the difference. And I urge you to move this through as we are definitely in an emergency, in a crisis, and we need some assistance, and this is a very good temporary fix.
Okay. Questions from the committee. Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Remind you that this is coming from a certified public accountant, so bear with me. You know, there's a need to segregate funds, federal and state funds in the highway fund, not to mention all the accumulated investment income. And this goes back to 2007. The section applies to monies described that are received before, on, or after 2007. So what is your accounting method or system that will allow you to determine which of those dollars in your highway fund are state, federal, and the accumulated earnings from those funds are state and federal?
Chair Burdick, Senator Telfer, I think it's actually fairly easy to split them out because the vast majority of those are going to be federal forest funds. The rest of the funds that are going to be in there will consist of some state forest funds and the road taxes, the gasoline tax on that, but the vast majority of our reserves will be from the federal forest because that is, I think our county is 57% owned by the federal government. So it's. I think actually we have talked about this. If you go back and segregate them out, we think we can do that fairly easily.
Follow-up question?
Follow-up, please.
Well, you know, I have this issue with lots of organizations that have to segregate their funds, whether they be restricted monies, legally restricted or not. So I always ask them, so if you have all this money, which dollars can you say which ones got spent? I mean, what if you spent the federal dollars and didn't spend the state dollars? So how do you know which dollar bill is earmarked versus those that got spent? versus those that are still in the pot.
Okay. Chair Burdick.
So, accounting method. What is your accounting system?
Chair Burdick, Senator Telfer. Our accounting system breaks it down. And we keep very accurate records of how those dollars come in and where they are to be spent. I think where we will have a little bit of a problem, and we'll have to go back and actually look at them, is how much of that money in the reserve is actually into each pot. But we would tend to use the gasoline tax dollars first and these dollars second. So the gasoline taxes would be used for operations, maintenance, and that sort of thing. So we really do believe that the vast majority of this road reserve is from the federal forest receipts. And we think we can walk through and prove it backwards, but I don't think we've ever, to my knowledge, and there'll be some people coming after us that may know that better than I do, but I don't think we've ever really broke that down as far as we use the gasoline taxes first and then use the forest receipts second. We are also an ONC county, so we also have the ONC money, but that's in general fund, so that makes that a little bit easier for us.
Just a comment. My concern would be potential litigation. Somebody suing, saying, whether it be the federal government, the state, somebody suing, saying you're using dollars that you are not allowed to use. So I'm a little uneasy with hearing your accounting method versus system. So,
okay. It's my understanding that we have, this is in place in two other counties. We got, is it Lane and Douglas?
Right. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Counties, is there anything different, Mazin, about this scheme than is used in the other counties?
Chair Burdick, I think the allowance that are being asked here is about the same. However, at the time of the 2007, as you know, you have put a sunset date on this just because I think it was felt that this is a temporary measure. But this is still from the federal funds. The state highway funds are still very strictly constitutionally restricted, so they cannot be used in any way of this policing type.
I think if there were going to be legal issues, I would imagine they would have come up in one of those other counties.
Well, that's a good question. They may already have an accounting system. I'm not hearing accounting system here. And I also know that ORS 294 defines east of the Cascades differently than the summit, east of the summit of the Cascades. Cascade Mountains is how it's termed in the statute. So Lane and Douglas are on the western side, and Klamath is on the eastern side. So I don't know if that plays into the issue either. Huh.
Chair Burdick, back to Senator Telfer's question. Those funds, when they come into the county, are segregated. I mean, we can tell you exactly how much money has come in from federal forest receipts, how much has come in from gas tax, how much has come in from state forest, and how much has come in from ONC. Those are all segregated amounts, and we can tell you back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. So I think we have the accounting system that will allow us to do what you want.
Well, I guess it would just save you the legal fees, so I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Senator Morris.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bill is very specific in terms of the monies to be used for patrolling roads, but I believe in your testimony that you included jails and law enforcement in that designation of how you would anticipate using them, and that's not consistent with the statute as it exists for Lane or Douglas or in terms of this bill as it would apply to Klamath County.
Senator Burdick, Senator Morse, yes, the money would be used for patrol only. What we would be able to do would be able to take some of our general fund dollars that we have already going to patrol and move those over to keep the jail open. But these funds have to be used only for patrol and patrol only.
Eric, did you want to comment
yes.
on that?
Yes. Chair Burdick, Senator Morris, is in part of my testimony as well, is that I have patrol deputies assigned to the jail currently, and to put them back on the road to gain 24-hour coverage is a high priority. And, again, that would allow us to then use other money that is already appropriated for the jail by augmenting patrol with these funds.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll take Charlie Whitlatch and Bill Brown.
One chair aside, so it doesn't look like we're
My name is Charlie Whitlatch. I was born and raised in Klamath County, and I've lived there all but 4 years of my life. And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my assessment of this proposed legislation. I'm opposed to it. I want to share my concerns from a somewhat technical, hands-on approach. I was employed as a surveyor and on the engineering staff for Klamath County for over 33 years. When I speak of Public Works, the road department is a division of Public Works. I've been retired almost 3 years, but I still have an interest in a good and safe transportation system. We worked hard while I was there and before I started to provide a good transportation system at least cost. And that was one of the things we stressed, was least cost. When the timber industry was going strong, Klamath County received considerable revenue from the federal government. Since it wasn't a use it or lose it situation, we could still construct and maintain the road system and put money in the bank. Unfortunately, as we all know, the timber industry has declined. And then we could see, as this decline started, how important that savings account was going to be for future construction and maintenance of our roads and bridges. And when I say future, we looked at roads for 20 to 40 year life and bridges at 50 to 75 year life. And this life expectancy requires regular maintenance. It would take all the saved money, gas tax revenue, interest, any other income we could get to keep the system in good shape. Currently, as we're all aware, expenditures are going up at a faster rate than the income. All the more reason to have a good savings account. Some examples I have for the 10-year period from 99-2000 to 09-10, diesel fuel is up 178%, gasoline up 129%, oil for chip sealing roads up 229%, chip rock up 28%, personnel numbers are down 11%, cost of personnel up 43%. And I might add that since I started work in 1974, personnel numbers are down 50%. Revenue from federal forest receipts in round numbers was typically in the $8 to $10 million range. It varied year to year. But then this Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act expired. There's estimates on what we can expect in the next about 3 years. For 10-11, it's estimated about $8 million. 11-12 at $4.94 million. 12-13 at $674,000. Well, we've dropped to nearly no federal dollars. And when you're working with a multi-million dollar budget for roads, that's all the more reason to have a good savings account. I understand that there's a proposal to renew this federal funding, but the way things are going in Washington, I wouldn't hold my breath. We don't know what'll get passed or when. A little on the technical side here, last year Klamath County Public Works contracted with Capital Asset and Pavement Services. It's a pavement management firm, I believe, situated here in Salem. They inspected all of the county's 751 miles of paved roads, and they rated them on a numerical scale of 0 to 100, with 100 being the most favorable. It's called the Pavement Condition Index, or PCI. Klamath County's roads average an overall PCI of 82, which places the roads in the mid-range of good condition. The estimated replacement value of the road system is $740 million. Yes, that's nearly three-quarters of $1 billion replacement value. Right now, the Roads Advisory Committee and the Public Works Department are proposing to fund and maintain the roads at a PCI at least in the mid-70s, which is in the low end of the good rating system. Deviation from this proposed schedule puts the whole system at risk. Remember, we are dealing with nearly three-quarters of $1 billion investment. Now, quoting their report, Klamath County has completed the foundation work necessary to execute a successful pavement management plan. The road system is in good condition, indicating that the county has consistently applied sufficient funds necessary to maintain this monumental investment. They continue, the county should seek to maintain the current level of funding. Decreasing the funding level would result in more good roads deteriorating into the satisfactory and poor categories. The price tag of deferred maintenance backlog will stop increasing only when enough funds are provided to prevent roads from deteriorating into a worse condition category. With that said, projected decreasing revenues are right now causing a change in maintenance scheduling. We're looking at that money in the bank and having to project it out for years in advance. Roads that were previously on a five-year rotation for chip seal treatment have been extended out 7 to 10 years, and they're doing about half of the miles now that they did when I worked in the Public Works Department. Some roads may be okay where we have lower traffic, less environmental damage, but many will begin deteriorating beyond simple chip seal and require an overlay or reconstruction. Then the price of maintenance goes up exponentially. If deterioration is not held in check, road conditions become worse faster. Okay, I've given you a quick crash course in the reasons for having money in the bank for a rainy day, but right now it looks like we're going into a monsoon season. The money isn't there, things are getting worse, which makes that savings account all the more important. It's just imperative that the road funds be held intact for roads. Since Sheriff Evinger is here, I have no beef with county law enforcement. But the citizens of Klamath County recently voted no on a tax levy that would have provided additional funding. I believe it is short-sighted planning on behalf of elected leadership to take from the road department, which has planned for the long term. Remember, plan for the long term, and give dedicated funds to another county agency. What's next? Are we going to try to change the law so we can give road funds to mental health? Where does this stop? Public agencies have to live within the funding level that taxpayers are willing and able to provide. I've got one request. If this goes forward and they decide to change this law, would you at least put a clause in there to require payback to the road department? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
I have some handouts. Can I approach?
Give them to over there, if you
okay.
would.
Thank you, Senators, for providing Klamath County citizens this hearing to discuss the pros and cons of Senate Bill 189, which would authorize Klamath County to
can
use...
You introduce, can you give your name for the record, please?
Oh, excuse me. Bill Brown, former Klamath County Commissioner.
Okay.
Which would authorize Klamath County to use secured rural schools funding for the purpose of patrolling Klamath County roads through January 4, 2014. So who am I and why does this hearing interest me enough to lay off work? Even though I'm retired, I'm starting to farm and drive up here for this hearing. I'm a seventh-generation Oregonian family with the past six generations in Klamath County. I'm a retired educator with 3 years in California in manufacturing, 27 years in Klamath County schools, the community college, and OIT. I was also Klamath County Commissioner from January 2005 to January 2009. I did not seek re-election due to health issues. Currently, I'm enjoying retirement with my family and friends, part-time farming, and a member of the Klamath County Patriots, a Tea Party organization. While I'm a member of the Klamath County Patriots, my input to you and all those sitting in this room is that I am a concerned citizen and I do not represent Klamath County Patriots. When I fulfilled my 4-year term, I promised myself that I would restrain from presenting my opinions publicly for 1 year. And while I had to bite my lips many times during that year, I kept that promise in respect of the commissioner position. I've been out of office for 2 years now and decided it was definitely time to speak up on issues that truly concern family, friends, myself, and that's why I'm here today. I have two basic issues against passage of Senate Bill 189. One, the lack of financial planning and excessive spending in Klamath County. Counties and cities that have gone through proper planning have been able to weather the storm of our economic situation for the past 3 years. Jackson County, in a presentation we just had, is an obvious model of intelligent, thoughtful planning in which they have been able to build a reserve of approximately $127 million, according to their commissioners. Klamath County chose not to plan ahead in any significant way and has spent their funds to the point of reserve of $300,000 to $600,000, depending on what I read on the paper, depending on an audit that's coming up that is reviewing some, looks like, very inaccurate term by Commissioner Slapia County. I personally did not vote to approve the Klamath County budget for 3 of my 4 years in office due to excessive spending practices and my inability to persuade Commissioner Schweitzer and Elliott to put reserves away for a rainy day. An example is when I left office in 2009. We had finally, due to educated and knowledgeable lay members, set aside approximately $1.5 million in reserve. Those lay budget members resigned due to Commissioner Schweitzer, Elliott, and Huckel not following decision processes in approving a Klamath County road shop facility with a price tag of approximately $11 million for a new road department facility without going through the normal budget process for such a large expenditure. This figure does not include prior expenditures out of the road fund of approximately $4.8 million, including land acquisition, engineering, and incidentals, of which I was not a commissioner when those were approved. In fact, I was adamantly opposed to the new facility from the time I became commissioner until I fulfilled my term. This funding has come out of the road reserve, secure rural schools funding, and the Oregon gas tax receipts that are built up from the specific purpose of maintaining our roads, repairing bridges, and the ability to use the interest from these funds to continue to employ road department personnel once the federal funding had disappeared. That was something that was very driven into me very carefully by who is my cousin, was the Public Works Director after Earl Kessler, Francis Roberts. You know, once that funding's gone, if we build up reserve between the gas tax revenues and interest from that reserve, we can keep people there to maintain our roads, snowplow our roads, do those type of things. That was what really concerned me about building that shop. The former shop was a very usable facility, especially after Commissioner Schweitzer, Elliott, and I voted unanimously to put a new roof on it and fix the geothermal. The new shop does not have geothermal. Given about a 20-year road life, in my opinion, the facility was not necessary given the uncertainty of federal funding. That was a big deal to me. We should not take that kind of funding, $16 million, $15.5 million. That was for phase one. They have another phase coming in. My understanding is around $9 million. They're hoping to get some revenue generated from the sale of our old building, but that could or may or may not happen. Another example, those three commissioners and a new set of like-minded lay budget committee members increased the federal fiscal year 2009-10 budget by 24.8%. while having to make significant cuts during the fiscal year 2010-11. I think that proves my case about planning. That is not looking ahead. And I attached our summary of our budgets for about the last 10 years, and it's fairly easy to read how much was there. I don't know if those numbers are all accurate because right now we're going through an awkward an audit as to our accounting practices, and I understand things are fairly inaccurate. But that's the numbers that we got from the county. So what is the message here? I believe, based on my experience in office and as a concerned citizen, that commissioners do not deserve a taxpayer bailout for excessive spending practices and jeopardizing the road reserve fund any further than I already have, for a lot of the same reasons Charlie talked about and what I brought up. Inaccurate accounting practices. Klamath County is under several investigations for poor managerial practices and inaccurate accounting practices. We have everything going on down there. Our treasurer, we had problems with our assessor. We have a mental health investigation on. We had a very serious veterans investigation there when I was commissioner. We've had a lot of them. The Attorney General has determined that Klamath County officials can spend Secure Growth Schools funding in order to bail out the commissioners, but they cannot utilize Oregon gas tax or the interest from the gas tax to fund anything but the road department. So that since these funds have been historically commingled, and I understand, I was listening to Commissioner Schweitzer, my 4 years, I never seen a breakout of the difference between Secure Growth Schools and gas tax and interest. Now, maybe I just missed that. I understood them to be commingled together. I don't know that as accurate, but I did not see anywhere where they were split out. Having been involved with very large budgets in our schools as administrator for 22 of my 27 years in Klamath County and formulating the budgets, I was amazed when I became a commissioner at the inability to provide a budget that was understandable and accurate. The commissioners were so impressed. That's not important. So what is the message here? From my past experience and current investigations, I believe that Senate Bill 189 should not be approved, especially until the financial management investigations are complete and we know who all will be held responsible for these sloppy accounting practices. In conclusion, while we all believe that adequate law enforcement is critical to our citizens, I do not believe we should utilize tax dollars to fund money swaps with a city. In other words, and I have the articles here, if you'd like to see them, where they talk about swapping with city tax dollars for these funds in order to keep things going. Kind of a backdoor route of doing things, in my opinion. Stop the money swaps of the city using secured rural school funding or utilizing said funds to backfill poor budgeting decisions. This problem was brought on by a philosophy that we can spend, and the taxpayers will be forced to approve a levy or tax base. I have no problem with sheriff levying being proposed, whereby our citizens will have the opportunity to decide the outcome. In discussion with many people in our communities, I believe our elected officials have underrated the wisdom of our citizens. I also see no dollar limitations in this bill, which would serve as an open checkbook for the current commissioners and the current lay budget committee members. I believe, as stated by Representative Bill Gardner, Herald and News, that we must all live within our budgets. Governor Kitzhaber has heard the message and presented the budget. While I have some personal problems with, overall, it's a very good start to accomplishing that goal. Thank you for taking time to hear my concerns related to Senate Bill 189, and I urge you not to pass the bill.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Thank you very much. And also, committee members, for the record, we have a packet of materials. It looks like they're pretty much all opposed to this bill from the office that came to us through the office of Senator Whitsitt. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, our last witnesses are John Powell and Earl Kessler. You don't look like John Powell, but you look similar.
John. Chair Burdick, members of the committee, my name is John C. Powell, speaking on behalf of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association today in support of Senate Bill 189. I'm not going to repeat Sheriff Evinger's testimony or that of the Klamath County Commissioners, but just want to emphasize two points. The first one is flexibility, and what this bill is seeking to do in Klamath County is offer the local government some limited flexibility for a very limited amount of time to keep their jails open by allowing some funds to go to expand patrol. As Sheriff Evinger testified to, currently they only have, the sheriff's office is basically only open for 10 hours every day. So there are 12 hours where there is no public safety structure in the county. And I think where I live, where you live, that's pretty unacceptable. And during these tough times, the counties and the local governments need just as much flexibility as they can. And I think this bill brings forth very limited flexibility. It sunsets in 2.5 years, and it can expand that patrol closer to the 24 hours that I think we all think it should be. And with that, I'll take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe you can just answer this. Is there anything different about the authority under this bill than exists for Lane and Douglas County?
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, as I read the bill, the statutory authority is exactly the same as it is for Lane and Douglas County.
Thank you. Mr. Kessler.
Earl Kessler, and I'm the retired director of Public Works. As 15 years I have been retired now. I started September and I retired again in 95. During that period of time, the last 17 years, I was the director of Public Works for Klamath County. And at those times when the funding was low, we, of course, had a few catastrophes, as you're all aware of. I worked during the 64 flood and also during the 72 flood in Klamath County. And at that time, we had no reserve. We could not fix anything. We had to wait for the federal government to come through to give us funds to do certain things. And I sort of made a point in my career at that point that we would set money aside so that Klamath County could fix anything that happened in a national emergency such we had in 64 and 72. And I started the reserve with the Director of Public Works and myself. I was the assistant at the time it started, but then I kept it going once I took over as that position. And we had built the fund up, and I would say commissioners during that sequence from this time on have supported that. In fact, the present commissioners, I think, have also supported setting a reserve back. and which is very commendable. But I think that when you look at taking money from a reserve, that you know there's, if something happens, money's not coming in now. I met with them earlier this year and asked them not to ask for this bill, and they had to go ahead and ask, and they did, which, you know, was fine. But I think along with that, that you have to look at it that, sure, there's funds there, but funds are going down as the counter, as you know, that as things will completely go down. And with my way Mr. Whitlatch showed it, the expense goes up. Of course, I, like you say, I've been retired for 15 years, so I'm out of the financial portion of it. But I can attest that at the times that I was in the office and the money's come in, I wasn't aware of the separation of them. I budgeted, kept it aside, and I couldn't tell you which dollar went to which way. But I know I put money back. And that money's there now, and the board has been able to use it in specific cases. I know they assisted the schools last year with it and had probably done that. And rightfully, they could do so by legislation. But I think the problem I look at here is that you start tapping this fund now, it's going to be continued to get tapped, and there's no end to it, in my opinion. But that's why I'm here, because I guess I have a gut feeling when you sit there and set it up, and then you want it for a certain purpose, you'd like to see it used for that purpose. And now that it's being diverted away from that, it's just hard on me. But the commissioners I know are very honest, and they working hard at trying to run the county properly and do things. But I think, in my own opinion, that's why I'm here, is I think it's a wrong thing to do, is start taking money. And I follow your comments. I think if they wanted to do it, I think they, before the bill is passed or even hits the Senate floor, that they ought to have an accurate account of telling exactly which dollar went where and which dollar went where. Which I know during my time, I didn't worry about it because the treasurer handled it. I'd visit with the treasurer at the time, which was Jean Elsner, and she said, how much can I invest? And I say, invest this amount of money because I will not use it this year. And I couldn't tell you whether it was gas tax money or forced federal receipts money. I just said, this is the amount of money we can invest for the whole year. And it went that way. And I guess, like you say, we knew Klamath County has a Board of Commissioners has graciously put a ballot on the this year of 18-85, which will fund the Sheriff's Department if the constituents of Klamath County passes it. They've really supported that hard. They've got it on the ballot to be in May. But I think right now, for this bill, I would certainly recommend that you put it in committee, table it, and leave it set until things take place. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it.
Thank you very
much. Is there any questions I might ask?
Other questions? Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, thank you. And I'm not sure whether it can be answered or whether it would be by the commissioners or Mr. Brown. The representation is that $15.8 million was spent for a shop facility that was not necessarily a high priority, that the existing facility would have worked. And I'm curious, number one, your thoughts on that, and number two, were those funds all paid, was it paid out of current funds, or was it bonded into the future, or?
But to my knowledge, now, I, of course, not being employed at the time, I know that the shop was built, I think it was built with the reserve funds. I might have to be corrected on that, but the county they built the money from the reserve fund, which was proper that they could do because it's part of road problems. It supports the whole road system is housed there in that new facility now, and it's an excellent facility. Did that answer your question, Senator?
Well,
Yes, thank you.
As far as I know, it was definitely funded from the, as far as I know, from the reserve fund.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to thank all the people who came up from Klamath County. You drove a long, long way to get here. And,
thank you.
Hopefully we'll get you out of here soon enough that you'll be able to get back.
We'll fight the snow home.
Fight the snow to get home. Is there anybody else who would like to testify on this? Okay, thank you very much. And we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 189. And that concludes the business of the committee. So we are... What?
Cutting over 215.
I did at the time. I said that, yeah. We're adjourned.